Mind to Give Away by Teb Tosca. Read by X-Men Hater. Summary: falling in love with your best friend isn't too shocking, but finding love with his wife, too? Now there's the kicker. Jared never expected Sandy to say no. Sandy is, well, perfect. She's gorgeous and funny and literally Mensa smart. When she smiles, it's like the whole world explodes into light, and you have to smile back at her just so you aren't the one responsible for dimming it again. She fits in Jared's life better than any person he's ever met. Fits in his family, fits in his arms, fits in the future he sees when he bothers to think that far ahead. So he takes her up to the top of the Eiffel Tower during winter hiatus, wraps his hands around her head and bends over to kiss her, lips warm against the freezing cold swirling around them. Grins against her mouth, willing her to give him that smile he knows so well. Whispers, "I love you, Sandra McCoy. Marry me." As he folds his long body, lowers himself to the ground, and pulls out a red velvet box that holds all his hopes inside of it. He smiles, dimples deep, eyebrows high with an almost hysterical giddiness. She doesn't cry, though. Doesn't jump up and down and squeal and grab for the red velvet box. She doesn't say, "Of course I will, you idiot," like he expects. No, Sandy just carts her hands through Jared's hair and says, "Oh, Jared." Jared feels vulnerable suddenly, and he stands to regain the power that he gave up when he dropped to his knees and offered himself to her. "Sandy," he mumbles, and she presses her hand to his chest right over his heart through the wool of his coat and finally smiles at him. "Come on, I want a Nutella crepe. Doesn't that sound divine?" Sandy says, patting his chest before taking him by the hand and leading him back towards the elevator, and an uncertainty that wasn't there when they wrote it up. The sex that night in their hotel in the 8th arrondissement is more frantic than usual, desperate limbs twisting together for a comfort that refuses to come. Afterwards, Sandy rests her head on Jared's chest, hair fanned out and sticking to the sweat of his skin. She runs fingers along the crevices of his abs and talks, not looking at his face while she does it. Her voice is low, yet steady and calm. "I love you, Jared," she starts, and his belly twitches until she runs a soothing hand over it to calm him. "And I know that you love me, but we both know that you also have feelings that don't involve me." Jared's hand clenches where it's resting on her shoulder, and he huffs out a breath. He doesn't deny it. Sandy looks up at him then, her dark eyes sad but kind. "Us being together is fine, but marriage... it's not fair, Jared. Not to any of us. You get that, right?" "But I love you, San," Jared says, stubborn, kissing her mouth then in an attempt to stop the words from being true. She kisses him for a moment, wraps her hands in his hair, and fills him with everything they've meant to each other over the years. Everything they are probably not going to be to each other in the future. She pulls back and looks him in the eye. "I can't be that for you." He pulls her to him, spoons her tiny body to his. Heat radiates off of her, but it can't quite warm all the parts of him that are suddenly cold. "Okay, Sandy, okay," he replies simply, kissing the back of her neck and closing his eyes. Jared's always thought it was an oversimplification to say that he and Jensen just clicked when they met. But maybe sometimes simplicity is just the truth. Jared's the type of guy that wants people to like him, needs it even. Sometimes it takes the power of his dimples, or ridiculously dumb jokes, or propensity to fling himself like a spider monkey into people's personal space. Sure, Jared used all of those techniques on Jensen. But the kicker is that he didn't have to. Jared never met anyone quite like that, and sometimes he admits to himself that it makes him a little uneasy. Jensen's tilted his view on life, and in those moments when Jared can't catch himself, it makes him dizzy. He wonders if those are the moments that made Sandy turn him down. Sandy showed up on set once, drove out to surprise him after flying up from L.A. They hadn't seen each other in a while since she'd landed a small movie role that shot down south, and he'd been working 16-hour days on the show. She marched over at the exact moment Jared had convinced a wiggly Jensen to let him demonstrate a proper fireman's carry for a completely unimpressed Kim and Sergey. Jared hesitated when he saw her, and for a moment, he realized that he wanted to keep holding on to Jensen more than he wanted to go hug his girlfriend. Jared had bought his brand new house in Vancouver with the hopes that it would help him establish some roots somewhere. It was a hopeful gesture, a leap of faith that the show would last a long time and that he and Sandy would be able to fill it with kids and dogs and love. Now, however, as he sits on the couch in the tastefully decorated living room, all he feels is the emptiness of it. That's the reason that he jumps when Jensen calls and tells Jared that he wants to come over. He's just lonely without anyone human to talk to. Jared nurses his beer. Of course that's the reason. Jared remembers the look on Jensen's face when he told him that he was going to propose to Sandy over winter break. He doesn't think that he's able to name the emotion behind it, and it only lasted a second because Jensen is a great actor, but it was there. It was probably the only moment that gave Jared pause before he put the red velvet box in his suitcase. Maybe he'll ask Jensen to move in with him. The house is so big, two empty floors. It wouldn't have to mean anything, just a couple of best friends sharing space in the few hours they aren't working. Jensen's good at filling in the cracks. What's one more time? Jensen hugs him tight when Jared pulls him through the front door. He drops down immediately and lets Harley and Sadie attack him, laughing freely and looking up at Jared with eyes crinkled like starbursts. Jared breathes in deeply. He'll ask him now. Jensen will be there for him. Jared knows it. I have something to tell you, Jay, Jensen says, cutting off Jared's thoughts, and stands up to brush dog hair off his jeans. Jared closes his mouth, shuts up the words that were so close to coming out. Instead, he directs Jensen into the living room and grabs him a couple of beers before sitting down next to him on the couch. It's comfortable having Jensen here like this, next to him, warm in his home. The home that can be theirs if they want it enough. Jared bites his lip and looks away to settle himself a moment. I asked Danny to marry me. Sandy broke up with me. They stare at each other, beers limp in their hands. I'm sorry, Jared, Jensen says softly, mournfully. Jared thinks he knows what Jensen's sorry for, but it doesn't matter much anymore. Jared swallows hard. You're a lucky man, Eccles. Jensen smiles, just a twist of his lips, and nods. Jared returns it. Jared pops Die Hard in the DVD player, and they watch shit blow up while drinking their beers in silence. Jared walked in on Jensen jacking off in his trailer once. Jensen didn't know that he was there, and while it made Jared feel incredibly creepy, he couldn't quite keep himself from staying. Jared didn't do anything about it, didn't even press his hand to the cock swelling helplessly in his jeans, but he did stand as still as a board and listen. Jared doesn't think Jensen ever figured it out, although if he closes his eyes at night in bed sometimes, Jared can still imagine that he heard Jensen say his name while he was coming. Jared's known Daniil a long time, from back when he was shooting that god-awful Olsen twins movie and she was dating Riley, and he was glad when she and Jensen started dating each other. Daniil is the epitome of a guy's girl, as cliche and stereotypical as that is, can drink a man Jared's size under the table, screams at the TV during ball games, and knows exactly when to tell someone they are full of shit. Hell, if he didn't have Sandy at the time he met her, he probably would have done his best to snatch her away for himself. It's a warm summer day in Dallas during the hiatus between seasons 3 and 4 when Jensen marries Daniil. Jared watches them from his spot as groomsman number 3, admiring the way they complement each other. They look as classic and perfect as a couple in a black and white movie, all slicked hair and smooth skin and bright polished smiles. Jared grins brightly when they are pronounced husband and wife, but closes his eyes right before they kiss. Hours later, and Jared has a lapful of flushed, tipsy bride. Daniil is crushing her slightly damp face to his, arms flung lazily over his shoulders. The skirt of her dress is puffed up around them like a whipped cream-colored cocoon. "Sandy's a fool," she whispers fiercely, and he feels her smile against his cheek. "Sandy's too good for me," Jared laughs, but he cradles Daniil in his arms and loves her just a little bit in the moment. Jared looks up then and sees Jensen watching them. His head is tilted to the side in a curious way, and his eyes are full of something that Jared can't quite name. Jensen shakes it off a moment later and wanders over to them. "You mackin' on my wife, Padalecki?" Jensen reprimands with a mock growl, hands on his hips. "Too late, Jensen," Daniil says, waving him off with one hand. "You know how much I love Polish sausage." Jared and Jensen groan at the same time and start laughing, erasing any tension that might have existed in the moment. Jared picks Daniil up, fittingly, bridal style, and carries her off to the dance floor as she whoops and kicks her feet. He only looks back once to see Jensen looking at him with a fond smile on his face before he dances with his best friend's new wife. 3 years later, Los Angeles, summer hiatus. "You're up early. Did you go for a run or something?" Daniil yawns, sipping her coffee in the bed as Jensen comes in and starts stripping out of his sweats.
"Yep."
He bends down to kiss her quickly and makes a face.
"What the hell is in that?"
Daniil laughs and takes another sip. Almond Joy coffee creamer? New and delicious. You just have terrible taste. Can't be too terrible since my wife is smoking hot, he growls playfully, taking the coffee cup out of her hand to place it on the nightstand and tackling her back down to the bed. She giggles and half-heartedly tries to push him off. You're sweaty and gross. Get off. Jensen gets a few more nibbles in on the side of her neck before getting back up. I'll get you sweaty and gross too if you want. Then we can match. Daniil smirks as he grins at her and starts pulling his damp t-shirt over his head. Promises, promises. He jogs into the attached master bath, and she can hear the shower running. She can see the line of his naked back through the doorway, and it makes her bite her lip with hazy lust. Nothing better than the sight of the dip of her husband's ass gleaming with sweat first thing in the morning. Jensen turns around, leaning against the doorframe and grinning even wider when he catches her looking. Jared called a little while ago. He broke up with Erica last night. There it is, she thinks, that little hitch of relief followed closely by shame. Jensen gets it every time Jared's love life crashes and burns. If she didn't know him better than he knew himself, it would likely go unnoticed forever. Daniil, however, is not stupid. Luckily, she's also not at all bothered. Thought they weren't really serious, she replies lightly, picking her coffee up again. It's colder now, but she gulps it down just for the caffeine. Jensen shrugs, turning back around, the muscles in his back moving sinuously under skin. I told him we'd get some people over tonight, drown his sorrows in alcohol and decadence. Okay with you? Daniil hears him get into the shower, and she closes her eyes to picture water washing down his body, rubbing away all that sweat that she only pretends to disdain. Of course, she yells out, projecting over the noise of the shower. I'll call Steve and Mikey, maybe Elizabeth too. She sounded bored when I talked to her last night. You are the light of my life, Mrs. Ackles, he yells back before launching into a purposefully off-key version of Enter Sandman. Yeah, yeah, sweet talker, she laughs, putting down the now ice-cold cup of coffee and snuggling back into the warmth of her comforter. It's late that night, and they are all sitting around the Ackles' living room. Mikey's picking Dorito crumbs out of his beard with only one eye open. Steve and Jensen are strumming their guitars and singing softly. Daniil is curled up next to Jared, passing a half-burnt joint back and forth with him. Elizabeth yawns and stretches before getting up. Her blonde hair is tugged into a messy ponytail and she looks tired, but sober. Daniil knows she has a breakfast meeting with her agent in the morning and doesn't want to be hung over. At the very least, she can drag the guys home without anyone getting arrested for drunk driving. Mikey, stop playing with yourself and let's get going. Elizabeth rolls her eyes, offering a hand to pull him up off the recliner. But there's so much Patron left, Mikey whines, holding up a completely empty bottle of tequila. Jared snorts a laugh, and Daniil can feel him shake next to her. You are so drunk, you douchebag. Go home before you embarrass your mother even more. Hey, leave his mother out of this. Not her fault her son can't figure out how to get food in his mouth instead of on his face. Jensen smirks, glancing up from the strings of the guitar. Jared grins back and snuggles Daniil further into his side. Yeah, what he said, Mikey mumbles, letting Elizabeth steer him to the door by his shoulders. Steve, you coming or staying? Elizabeth calls from the foyer. Steve shrugs and pats Jensen on the side of the head before getting up. Yeah, I'm coming, he calls back. He bends down to kiss the top of Daniil's head and just manages to avoid Jared's attempted tongue attack. Asshole, Steve laughs, threatening Jared with the guitar as Jared cracks up, stoned off his ass. The room is soon engulfed in a peaceful silence as their guests leave. Jensen sits down on the coffee table in front of them, and Daniil props her feet up next to him as he continues to play. You doing okay, Jared? She asks, her head resting against one broad shoulder. Was wondering how long it would take you to actually ask. Jared laughs softly, and Jensen's mouth creeps up into a half smile, but he doesn't look up from the strings. Daniil watches her husband's fingers, then peers up and watches Jared watching her husband's fingers. She takes another hit on the joint and pulls the smoke in deep. She feels Jared's body hard against hers, the curves of his bicep against her shoulder where he's holding her close. Not for the first time, she thinks about those arms cradling her, about being pressed down by the weight of that big, strong body. She used to think about it in the early days, after Sandy, when Jared existed there like a beautiful wounded puppy that needed someone to take care of him. She imagined what it would be like to invite him in, to fix him, and share all the things that she and Jensen had to give. But she wasn't quite brave enough then, wasn't secure enough, even with that diamond ring on her finger, and she didn't want to open a Pandora's box that she wouldn't be able to close again. But now, as she sits pressed up against a warmth that she realizes is both comfortable and familiar, she thinks, maybe, just maybe. It doesn't take much maneuvering to push herself up sideways into Jared's lap, one arm draped casually around his neck as it rests on the back of the couch. Jensen's strumming only stutters for a moment, then continues on. Jared looks at her mutely, faces close, as she pulls another big hit off the joint and holds it in tight before nudging her mouth against his. It takes Jared a second, but he finally gets it and opens his mouth wide for her to release her breath into. Their lips don't touch, but they share the same heat and smoke and air. Jared's eyes are clenched tightly shut, but Daniil keeps hers open, wanting to see the planes of his face before nuzzling her nose against one of his cheekbones. The music stopped, and Daniil glances over at Jensen, who is looking at the two of them with an intense, curious stare. He doesn't look angry or jealous, though, and it answers a question that's been brewing inside of Daniil for longer than she'd probably want to admit. She bends over to put the joint in the ashtray on the coffee table before leaning back against Jared's chest. She looks straight at her husband, eyes clear and sober. "Jensen, I'm going to kiss Jared now. Is that okay with you?" Jared's hand twitches where he had inadvertently placed it on her knee. She doesn't look at him, though, just stares at Jensen. Jensen's mouth moves, like the words are there right behind his lips, but he can't get them out. His pupils are dilated a bit, and Daniil knows it's not just from the weed and tequila. She keeps looking at him, giving him all the time he needs to respond, but not breaking his gaze for even a second. Jensen nods. She turns her face back to Jared, who is looking at Jensen with a shocked, wide-eyed gaze. "Jared?" she asks, seeking permission, testing boundaries that he probably didn't realize existed a few minutes ago. Jared's eyes flicker down to her face, her mouth. He licks his lips involuntarily, and Daniil tracks the movement. She knows Jensen is tracking it too, and that makes her feel something low in her belly that she's a little tired of fighting. Jensen lets out a little gasp the first moment that her lips touch Jared's. The movement is soft, just the plump flesh against wide mouth, just brushing, feeling the shape, getting to know the scent. It's only a minute, however, before Jared gets with the program and opens Daniil's mouth wide with the slick of his tongue. Her hands move up to his hair, shaggy and messy from the night, and she twists her fingers in it to hold his mouth firmly to her own. Their tongues tangle, fighting for dominance, learning the shape of each other as a sense of taboo flares up and down her spine. Daniil rears back, gasping for breath. A string of saliva still connects them, and Jared leans forward a bit to lick it off her lips. Her hands are still gripped tightly in his hair when Jared looks over at Jensen. She makes the decision for all of them, as quick as ripping off a band-aid that's lasted over half a decade. "Do you want to kiss Jensen now, Jared?" Jared's eyes stay locked on Jensen, but Daniil can feel how shallow his breath is. "Yeah," he whispers, almost too low for her to hear it. She glances back at Jensen, takes in the flush in his cheeks and the way he's gripping the neck of the guitar like a lifeline. "Jensen, Jared wants to kiss you too. Why don't you come over here and join us?" Jensen tears his eyes away from Jared and looks at her incredulously. But he moves to sit next to them on the couch, and it makes Daniil smile with the knowledge that everything is going to be okay. She's calm when she reaches out a hand and places it on the back of Jensen's neck. She pulls him forward, comforting instead of aggressive. Jared tips his head to the side, like Jensen is a magnet that he's being drawn to. Maybe he is. Daniil's not entirely sure. "It's okay, though. Everything is really fucking okay." Daniil doesn't quite understand how it's possible to feel someone else kissing, but when Jared and Jensen's mouths finally meet, her own lips warm and swell. Jensen is making this little hitching noise, the same one he makes when she laves the pad of her tongue on the seam of his balls, and as she sits there in Jared's lap and watches her husband kiss another man, she's more turned on than she'd ever thought possible. One of Jared's hands is pressing bruises into Daniil's hip, and the other is carding tentatively through Jensen's spiky hair. Daniil presses her face against the side of Jared's jaw, feels the joint working as he licks hungrily into Jensen's mouth. She closes her eyes, smelling anxious sweat and tequila-tinged saliva. She listens to their sloppy tongues, clacking teeth, hot mingled breath. She feels the weight of Jared's erection pressing urgently into the curve of her ass, and knows that if she reaches out just a little bit, she will find a matching one straining against her husband's buttonfly. It's then that she reaches up and pulls them apart, one hand each tangled in the hair at the back of their necks. She looks back and forth between their faces. Jared's is full of awe, his eyes wide and lips bitten. Jensen's face is flushed with what Daniil knows is a mixture of both shame and hope. She feels powerful suddenly. Her husband is in love with the man she's sitting tight against, probably has been for longer than he'd ever deign to admit. Yet she knows without equivocation that he loves her as well, just as much, probably more. She feels warm then, giddy almost, knowing without a doubt that nothing will ever happen without the words she feels coming out of her mouth. She says them anyway, because she knows this is the turning point when they can all be allowed to be happy. Jared, I'm going to call you a cab now. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow for dinner, The grill is getting a little lonely out there, she says slowly, voice strong and unwavering. She looks at Jensen, needing him to understand and agree. Jensen looks at her, and then at a vaguely stunned Jared, before a small smile breaks out on his face. Jared breathes in sharply. He gets what she's really saying, she's certain of it. Yeah, your grill is pretty awesome. Daniil presses a chaste kiss to his cheek and gets up off him. She extends her hand to Jared, pulling him off the couch. Her hands lay warm against his rapidly beating heart as he towers over her. If you feel like it, of course. She pauses, needing Jared to know that his happiness is important to her as well. She's known him a long time, longer than Jensen even. She knows deep down that this is the right path to take, but he needs to be just as willing a partner, both physically and emotionally. The heart wants what it wants, but it's often too tentative to actually take. She beams up at him. You're a good guy, Padalecki. Jared huffs, bends down to kiss her forehead, and glances over at Jensen, who is still curled up on the sofa, staring up at them with half-lidded eyes. Jared smiles at him then, a real one, and it's so open and happy that Daniil is pretty damn sure what decision tomorrow is going to bring. Later that night, Daniil presses her forehead to Jensen's and moves her mouth lazily against his. Her legs are still wrapped tight around his ribcage, and his just-softening cock is gliding without rhythm through his own cum. Her heels dig into the dimples of his ass, grounding them both. Are you sure, Dan? He mumbles, and it's the first time they've discussed the elephant in the room since Jared got into his taxi. Daniil laughs then, the sound as light as the feeling in her chest. You're such a drama queen! Jensen pulls back a bit, shocked, which just makes her laugh even harder. She squeezes her pussy like a vice around him, and he groans, finally laughing as well. Holy fuck, my wife is awesome, he whispers, dick hardening again as his hips start pumping. She tangles fingers tight in his hair as she purrs. And don't you ever forget it. It's not a shock when the buzzer rings the next day and Jared is standing there clutching a six-pack, eyebrows raised high in nervous anticipation. Daniil just laughs good-naturedly and pulls him in by one muscular forearm, Icarus yipping at his ankles in hello. It's awkward for about 10 minutes until Daniil shoves a trayful of raw hamburgers into Jared's arms and pushes him towards the backyard, smacking his ass for good measure. Jensen is already out there, prepping the grill, and Daniil watches from where she's leaning up against the sliding glass door. Jared and Jensen look at each other, and she can tell that their expressions are trying to stay neutral. There's a flush high on Jensen's cheeks that has nothing to do with the late-day summer sun and everything to do with the man standing in front of him. Daniil holds a breath and just watches. Jared grins wide, the dimples in his cheeks so deep she can see them from yards away. He holds out the raw meat like an offering, a white flag. Jensen rubs the back of his neck, a nervous tic that he's had for years, but his mouth twists into a smile and he rolls his eyes as he takes the food to set down. They hug then, Jensen pressing his face into the curve of Jared's neck just long enough for Daniil to know that she made the right call. It's hours later when Daniil takes Jared by the hand and leads him across the threshold into their bedroom. Jensen follows them, silent. There's a buzz of tension in the air, but the vibe underneath is warm, mellow with food and beer, and the knowledge that they are all in this thing together. Maybe it will work. Maybe it will fuck everything up. But at the end of the night, everything will finally be out in the open, and the weight of that is just heady enough to make it worth the risk. Daniil strips off the sundress she's wearing, sits on the bed and just watches, curiosity about what happens next overtaking her. She sees them standing there, just looking at each other, like they can't believe this is actually happening. But then Jensen smiles, and Daniil, and apparently Jared as well, let out the breaths they didn't know they were holding. Jensen strips his shirt off and then places his hands lightly on Jared's belt, fingers sneaking just inside the waistband of his jeans. Daniil can see Jared shiver at that light touch alone, then at the way that Jensen moves his palm slowly over the width of Jared's ribcage, up across his collarbone, and then into the shaggy length of Jared's hair. She can see Jared trying so hard to be still, to be good, to let Jensen be the one to figure it all out for them both. So Jensen does, leaning into Jared's space, crowding Jared's body against his own. Their mouths are so close, and Daniil resists the urge to just press them together and make them one entity. There's time for that, later, but right now she allows them to have this, seduction and freedom. They kiss, finally, Jensen pressing his mouth against Jared's like a promise fulfilled. Jared hesitates for only a moment until Jensen uses the hand not in Jared's hair to touch skin to skin, fingers dancing along the tanned bulk of Jared's torso. Then Jared opens, gives in to the want and the anticipation, and takes Jensen's mouth like the prize that it is. They kiss just like that, standing, hips pressing together, until Daniil can see the outline of their erections pressing in what has to be a painful way through their pants. She knows it is time to get this show on the road. Jensen, she says, voice low, leaning back on the bed on her elbows. Get Jared ready for me. Jensen tears his mouth away from Jared's and looks at her, eyes rimmed black with lust. Jared squeezes his eyes tightly shut, like if he opens them, all of this will have just been a dream. He keeps them shut as Jensen pulls Jared's shirt off and tosses it to the floor. Keeps them shut as the clank of Jared's belt buckled sounds loudly in the silence of the room. Keeps them shut as Jensen drops to his knees in front of him, right there on the cream carpeting of the bedroom floor. Jared opens his eyes just as Jensen is looking up at him through smoky lashes, lips bitten red and aching for abuse. Daniil watches Jared shaking, and it's only Jensen's hands on his thighs that steady him. Jensen looks over at her with a smirk that she returns, before nodding her head a little to the side. He reads her cue and guides Jared closer to the bed, so Daniil is able to lay right next to them as Jensen tastes Jared's cock for the first time. Daniil isn't sure who moans the loudest out of the three of them, and it almost makes her laugh from the visceral glee of it. She's close enough to them now to smell the pre-cum leaking from Jared's dick, to hear the noise Jensen's tongue makes as it laps long and slow up the vein on the underside. She bites her own lips, wanting to taste, to feel, but she wants Jensen to do this, to get Jared hard and wet so that he can slide deep into her slickness and feel just how turned on this entire thing is making her. Jared has one hand scritching in the scruff of hair at the back of Jensen's neck, pressing him forward, daring him to take as much as he can. Jensen's eyes are closed, like he's praying, as Jared's flesh works its way deep inside his fluttering throat. Jared takes the hand knot in Jensen's neck and uses those long arms to reach over and tangle it in Daniil's hair. It's bright red for a pilot she shot a few weeks before, and she never fails to notice the way Jensen likes to curl it around his finger. She guesses wryly that Jared appreciates it as well. Jared pulls Jensen off his cock the same time he leans down and bites his way into Daniil's mouth. Jensen groans, shoulders hunched, bracing himself against Jared's thighs as Jared and Daniil kiss. I want to fuck you now, Jared whispers fiercely against her lips, and it doesn't take much more than those words to spur Jensen into action. Jensen strips off his jeans like they're on fire and climbs onto the bed. He pulls Daniil immediately into his arms, her bare back pressing against the hardness of his chest as he cradles her against the headboard. I love you so fucking much, he whispers against her neck, and she can smell the taste of Jared's cock all over his mouth. It makes her writhe, throwing her head back so that Jensen can look right through the barrier of her lips. And he does love her. She feels it like a spark bursting inside of her, even as Jared is crawling onto the bed and peeling black satin down her thighs. Jensen holds her, rocks her, whispers his devotion directly into her mouth, as Jared traces lazy licks up her thighs, lapping at the juice trickling down the edges of her bikini line. Jared's tongue is in her then, the thick muscle working against the swell of her clit as her husband's hands reach around to hold her thighs wide and exposed. She feels the first rumbling of orgasm sweeping up on her, and it's too quick, but she gives into it because she knows it's just the first of many. Jensen bites into her shoulder as she hears the crackling sound of foil and opens her eyes just in time to see Jared slicking a condom gingerly over his fully engorged cock. Jensen, from behind her, tilts her at just the right angle for Jared to lean in and fuck into her in one overwhelming stroke. Fuck, Jared mutters, gritting his teeth. He's over her, pressing deep inside of her, and with Jensen full along her back, she's like a butterfly stuck in chrysalis. It's good, though, intense, and it takes some adjusting to learn the shape of Jared's dick. Jensen is a little thicker, but Jared is longer, and he's filling crevices deep inside of her that she didn't even know existed. Jared's hips start pumping in a steady rhythm, and Daniil's legs instinctively tilt up to wrap tightly around his slim waist. He's still leaning over her, and Jensen lifts his fingers up to Jared's mouth, using Jared's spit to wet them so that he can rub teasing circles around Neil's nipples. Jensen knows this, knows how to twist them just the way she likes, pinching just enough to make them peak and throb. He runs each pink nub between his thumb and forefinger until they are flushed red with blood and so swollen that it's a relief when Jared bends down to lick around Jensen's fingers and take one of them in his mouth. Danielle's second orgasm hits her then, as Jared pounds just right into her G-spot, and she cries out when Jared and Jensen start kissing each other over her shoulder. Her face is just inches from them as she shakes with her pleasure, the clack of their teeth and slurp of their saliva making her want to weep with the intensity of it. Jared's hips start stuttering, and she doesn't want that. They need more, so much more. "Don't you dare come," she kisses into Jared's ear as he rolls Jensen's bottom lip between his teeth. "I want you to fuck Jensen with my cum still on your dick." Danielle can feel Jensen's erection jump where it smashed up against her tailbone, and she almost laughs again at how giddy it makes her. Jared pulls out of her with a groan, leaning back on his haunches with a dazed expression on his face. His dick is still fully erect, almost painfully so from the looks of it, the condom shining bright with the juice from her pussy. Danielle just manages to steady herself before turning around and pulling Jensen onto his hands and knees. All she can think about is how beautiful he is like this, back dipped, dick achingly hard, ass tilted up in supplication, just begging to be fucked. Jared tosses the tube of KY over to her with a smirk. His hair is completely askew, his entire body is damp with sweat, and his pupils are dilated like he's stoned, but he looks so fucking hot that she can't do anything but grin and coat her fingers with lube so she can prepare her husband to take his cock. She's gentle at first, just swiping the pad of one finger over the furled little hole. It twitches and she gets bolder, dipping in with just the tip to see the rim tug around it. She's fucked Jensen with a dildo before, knows he likes it, knows how much he can take. She wants him to take more, though, wants to see him burst through his limits and out the other side through the bliss of it. She's got two fingers in Jensen when Jared gets impatient and bends down to look around them. Jensen pants, arches his back, and Danielle uses her clean hand to smooth down his spine as he learns to deal with the sensations of it. "Come on, put him out of his misery," she whispers, leaning over to kiss the taste of Jensen off of Jared's mouth before she guides his dick over to Jensen's hole. Jared fucks into Jensen for the first time in one long stroke, just like he fucked into Danielle. Jensen shakes with the intrusion, cries out with little gasps of pain, but Danielle continues smoothing her hands down his back until he stops shivering and hangs his head between his forearms. "Do it, move," Jensen demands on a sigh, and Danielle can see the moment when he lets himself go enough to just experience it. It makes her high, heady with the knowledge that she did that, she gave him this. It makes her stumble back against the headboard, leaving only Jared's hands and mouth on Jensen's body. If Jensen is gorgeous by himself, then he is positively radiant like this, his entire body pink with exertion as Jared fucks into him with unleashed and years-awaited abandon. She lets them have this moment, this experience, and it's making her so turned on she wants to shove her whole fucking fist in herself just to relieve the itch of it. Jared wraps his arms around Jensen, pulling him forward, Jensen's back flush against Jared's sweat-filthy chest. Jensen's legs are wide open, thighs stretching to bracket the outside of Jared's, as Jared spears into him like a piston. Jensen's moaning like he's dying, head thrown back on Jared's shoulder as Jared bites marks into the side of his neck. Jensen's so close, Danielle can tell, and all it takes is her crawling over to him and wrapping her hand around his cock. One pump, two, three, and then he's coming all over her wrist and his own stomach. His ass must clench down with the force of it, because Jared cries out, and then his eyes roll back in his head as his hips stutter, and he's coming too. Jensen's shaking in Jared's arms as he comes down from his high, and Danielle uses that time to run her fingers through the mess of his cum on his belly. She waits until Jensen opens tired eyes before twisting her finger into her mouth, sucking at the webbing while staring right at him. Jensen's biting his lip, and Danielle knows it's going to be swollen like a bee sting the next day with all the abuse it's taken tonight. She dips her fingers back in the white one more time, keeping her eyes locked on Jensen as she reaches over his shoulder and paints Jared's lips with it. Jensen's still staring at her, eyes half-lidded, dazed, and they both listen as Jared sucks Jensen's cum from Danielle's fingers like he's starving for it. A moment later, Jensen finally lifts himself off Jared's cock and slumps down. Jared is still cradling him in his arms, and Danielle presses closer to both of them, until they all end up sharing the same warmth, not knowing where one scent begins and the other ends. Danielle didn't know she could feel such affection. And surely that is the word she is searching for as she reaches up to place one hand on each of their cheeks. She smiles at them, and they smile back, knowing that everything is going to be all right. Whatever the risks are in life, sometimes you have to just take them. Epilogue. If Jared could use a word to sum up their hiatus the summer before the 7th season of Supernatural, it would be educational. There's the physical, of course, figuring out where to put all those limbs, the different pitches to Jensen's moans when there's a mouth or a finger or cock inside or around him, the weight of Daniil in Jared's arms or the smooth glide of her thigh as it brushes against his cheek before she rides his face to completion. But that's the easy part. The hard part is knowing that hiatus, like any beautiful dream, has to come to an end, and where they go from here is anyone's guess. The night before Jared and Jensen leave to head back to Vancouver to earn their livings and make a television show that they still surprisingly love, the three of them sleep tangled up together in Jensen and Daniil's bed. Jared is sprawled out on his back, Daniil curving into his side with her nose pressed to the dip of his collarbone. Jensen is flush against her back, spooning her with their legs tangled together. Jensen's hand is stretched across, though, and his fingertips trace lightly across Jared's bare abs. Jared covers that hand with his own and keeps it there before letting sleep take him. The next morning, Daniil drives them both to LAX and, cocooned safely in the tinted windows of the SUV, kisses both of them in a way that is more hello than goodbye. Her hair is still bright red, pulled in a lazy bun on top of her head. Her cheeks are puffy with sleep, and she's probably a few cups of coffee away from complete coherency, but she's just about the most beautiful thing Jared's ever seen, not counting the sight of her and Jensen's mouths looking together the moment before. They don't actually talk about it, but Jared knows that the likelihood that Jensen will finally come live with him in the house that he bought years before as a promise is a good one. They spend that first night alone together in Jared's huge, custom-made bed, the one that Jensen always teased was designed for basketball players and orgies. Jared used to try and not think about Jensen in his bed in the same sentence, but now that his entire world has shifted, it's the only thing he can bring himself to want. Jared thinks it might be weird. He stands awkwardly in the doorway of his bedroom and waits for Jensen to, once again, figure it out for him. Jensen smirks, and suddenly Daniil's voice is coming from the Skype that Jensen set up while Jared was panicking himself into a frenzy in the shower. "Are you two gonna fuck, or should I go watch Real Housewives on the DVR?" she deadpans from the computer, and Jared guffaws gleefully like someone just threw gummy worms at his head. Later, in the dark, when the computer is off and it's just Jared and Jensen facing each other in that big bed, they say all the things that they never let themselves say before. The things that they perhaps knew for a long time, but didn't give themselves permission to express. It's okay now, though, sanctified by the newfound bond that they forged as a trio, and they can say the words without the weight of guilt that had always dimmed the light of hope. "Icky, stop trying to eat Sadie!" Daniil hollers, watching the white ball of fluff attempt to gnaw on the much larger dog's hind leg. "Can dogs be cannibals? Because if so, I think we need to discuss how this affects our relationship," Jared insists, eyebrow cocking primly. Jensen rolls his eyes, and Jared holds back a grin. A high-pitched squeal draws their attention back to the feuding canines, and they crack up laughing when they realize that Sadie has somehow managed to get Icarus on his back like a turtle. "Sadie, don't eat Icky!" Daniil changes tactics. "He's all bones and fur, it's not worth it." It's a blustery Vancouver day deep into autumn, and Daniil has come up for the weekend to visit, to save them the flight down to L.A. The show's season is turning out to be another rough one, and Jared's relieved to be able to spend it relaxing while still having all the parts to their whole in one place. The dog park is quiet for a Saturday, and the three of them watch Icarus chase Sadie as Harley looks on with lazy disinterest. The weather is cold enough to pinken their cheeks, and Jared motions for them to head back to the house where it's warm. They walk leisurely, enjoying the silence, nothing but whistling wind and the soft rustle of leaves disturbing the air. Jensen's arm is thrown over Daniil's shoulders, keeping her snug and warm. Jared swings his arm next to him, their shoulders nudging each other every few steps. For one moment, in a move that is probably stupid considering they're in a park in the middle of Vancouver, Jensen's hand brushes against Jared's, the fingers tangling together like magnets that can't bear to be apart. The touch only lasts a heartbeat, but it's enough to warm Jared from the inside out. He doesn't even feel the cold as they head towards home. Icarus makes a break for the backyard the second they get inside, smashing his nose against the sliding glass door like he can will it open with just the power of his face alone. Dude, your dog is insane, Jared insists as he opens the door and watches Icarus swan dive into a pile of bright orange leaves. I think the color reminds him of Danny's hair, Jensen muses, as Daniil smacks him on the side of the head and runs out after her dog. We live in L.A., you dorks. Leaves that fall off trees and end up in huge piles on the ground like magical orange pillows are both rare and special, Daniil replies, lying on the ground and making leaf angels. She goes to sit up, and there are leaves sticking out of her hair and her nose is bright pink. She grins brightly until Icarus takes a running leap directly onto her stomach, making her grunt. Sadie sits next to Jared's feet and stares at them with disdain, and Jared almost pees his pants laughing. Dude, your wife is insane, Jared revises, glancing over at Jensen. And aren't you glad about that? Jensen smirks, heading back into the living room with an eyebrow wiggle. Touché, Jared whispers to himself, biting his lip so the smile won't break his face. Jensen, taking after his wife, likes to direct. Jared doesn't know how he's managed to fall in love with two toppy voyeurs. He pauses when he realizes what he just thought, but then knows that it's right, that it's true. Perhaps none of this started out that way, but this is where they are now, and he wouldn't change it for anything in the world. He looks down at Daniil underneath him, her eyes full of mirth, yet dark with want. He smiles against her mouth, and it feels somehow like a secret. They're naked against each other, skin slick and hot, the fine bones of Daniil's wrists clasped tight in Jared's grasp. He can feel Jensen's eyes on them, following where they dip and where they curve, the hardness against the soft. He's not prepared when Daniil flips him over with ease and grins down at him from her perch on top of him. Elizabeth and I have been doing Muay Thai twice a week, she says nonchalantly, leaning over to hold his wrists down with her hands. Jensen cackles from his spot on the chair next to the bed and seemingly forgets that he's supposed to be stroking his own dick while directing his wife and best friend. I am not complaining, Jared grunts as she pulls back just enough to slide a condom down his cock and then impales herself on him. She huffs these little noises as the inches fill her, and Jared chews his lip to try and keep himself still enough to let her take what she can at the speed that she wants it. Daniil arches her back, and she's a long, smooth column above him. His hands come up to her hips, clutching them just on the flip side of too rough, and she undulates in tight little figure-eight motions. Her head is thrown back, long red hair swaying side to side, and Jared can't do much more than thrust up into her and enjoy the ride. Jensen's on the bed in the next second, and Jared must be completely out of it, because he has no clue how Jensen got there so fast. Jensen's hands are stroking down Daniil's side, over the swell of her breast, down her abdomen, feeling where the muscles contract from the motions. She's whimpering now, biting her lip to the point of swelling, but Jensen's hand keeps stroking until tiny goosebumps cover all her creamy bare flesh. Jared watches as Jensen's palms follow the line from her body to his own, gliding up Jared's chest until they tangle in his hair. Jensen's on his side, nudging his nose in the curve of Jared's neck, fingers tight around the strands. He whispers hotly in Jared's ear, teeth grazing Jared's jaw. I want you to fuck into her like you want me to fuck into you, Jensen murmurs, licking a stripe up Jared's neck. He leans down to suck a bruise into the curve of Jared's shoulder, below the point where it'll show in Sam Winchester's 50 layers of clothing. Just imagine you riding me like that. Can you see it? Can you twist your hips like that, Jared? Can you take all of my cock like Danny's taking yours? Jared's panting now, sweat beading on his chest, and Daniil's palms are slipping through his skin as she leans forward and grinds down as hard as she possibly can, while still maintaining her balance. He can feel where she's rubbing her clit against his pelvic bone, getting herself off on him, using him for her own pleasure, and it makes Jared so hot that it takes all he can muster to stop his dick from exploding then and there into the condom. Oh God, Jared cries out, hearing the slip slide of Jensen's hand as he gets himself off, feeling Daniil contract around him as she comes, pussy clenching and milking him dry. Jensen grabs him by the hair, presses him into the bed and bites into his mouth, and then it's too much. Jared comes violently, Daniil limp like a rag doll over him as he shoves into her one last time before stilling. Jensen is shaking next to him and then freezes with a moan, and Jared knows he's coming too. I think we should get a bigger shower so we can all take one together, Jared mumbles absently, voice hoarse and low. Daniil laughs lazily from where her face is smashed against his clavicle, and he can feel the vibrations rumbling against his skin. Yeah, I'll get right on that, as soon as I can move, Jensen grumbles, rubbing his nose like a cat into Jared's damp hair. Jared realizes that what he's feeling is happiness. After spending years of his life mourning something that hadn't even happened yet, it's a strange sensation. Daniil shifts against him, kisses his sternum. Jensen lets out what might be a snore. Jared closes his eyes and smiles. The end. Fun in the Meantime by Teb Tosca, read by X-Manhater. Summary. It's Jared and Jensen's first night back in Vancouver. Danielle decides to test her directorial skills. It's their first night back in Vancouver. Things are, well, more stilted than the past few months have been. It's almost endearing how nervous Jared looks. Jensen smirks when he thinks about how them fucking like bunnies all summer is totally fine, but stepping over the threshold into his own bedroom is making Jared look like he wants to throw up. Jared is scared, and Jensen can't really blame him. Danielle isn't stupid, and it would be almost impossible to get the horses back in the barn at this point, but they all know that she's the only one in this situation that has the right to try. "Are you two gonna fuck, or should I go watch Real Housewives on the DVR?" Danielle deadpans from the Skype Jensen set up next to Jared's great big bed, and he can literally see the awkward tension drain out of Jared's shoulders. "You're bossy," Jared calls out to her, pouting like a big kid. Jensen wants to pull that bottom lip with his teeth, though, and there sure isn't anything childish about that. "And you have a huge cock," Danielle shoots back. "We all have our attributes." Jared looks over at Jensen and positively preens the cocky little shit. "You boys going to give me a show?" Danielle hums, her smirk filling the screen as she moves her face closer to the camera. "What are we going to get out of it?" Jensen asks with a lazy grin, which turns into a laugh as she immediately pulls her green tank top up and smashes her bare boobs against the monitor. "And orgasms," Danielle adds triumphantly, but her voice is tinny because she's still rubbing her nipples against the camera. "Your wife drives a hard bargain," Jared says, heading over to the bed and kneeling onto it. Jensen crawls the last few feet over to him and fits his palm around the swelling lump in Jared's sweatpants.
"Something's hard, that's for sure."
"Hey, I thought the director is supposed to be the one with the bad puns," Danielle calls out.
Jensen peers over to see that she's sat back down, and, sadly, her shirt went down with her.
"Yeah, she's right. I hear that Scorsese is a master punner," Jared jokes, hissing a little when Jensen squeezes.
"Move over to the right more. I swear, my nipples aren't even hard anymore," Danielle grumbles, and Jensen can't help it. He bursts into laughter.
"We are the worst porn stars ever," Jared giggles, his massive shoulders shaking with it.
Jensen throws himself into the middle of the bed and directs his best come-hither glance over to Jared, who starts crawling over with swaying hips as Danielle starts making bow-chicka-bow-wow noises through the webcam. He smiles as Jared kisses him for the first time, giddy with how silly and wonderful his life is. It's ridiculous and improbable, this thing the three of them have, yet he suddenly can't remember anything before it. It's comfortable in a way that Jensen doesn't think he's felt before, and it's like coming home. They kiss for a few minutes as Danielle makes cooing noises, but then Jared rolls Jensen until he's facing the camera on his side and slides in tight behind him. Danielle's breath hitches just long enough to know that she's enjoying the angle. "You know that spot on his neck that he likes, right?" Danielle's voice is hushed suddenly.
"You mean this one?" Jared murmurs, dipping his head down and rubbing the seam of his lips against a spot a few inches underneath Jensen's right ear.
Jensen gasps a little when Jared's tongue peeks out and touches it. Jared's cradling Jensen's hand with one arm, forearm idling across the top of Jensen's chest. His palm is flat against Jensen's nipple, and his hardening dick is tucked along the seam of Jensen's ass. Both are lightly pressing, a promise rather than a threat. Jared's free hand trails along the slope of Jensen's hips, fingers running along the waistband of Jensen's sweats and just dipping inside the elastic. Jensen leans his head back against Jared's bicep, letting all that strength and power envelop him. Jared kisses a trail down Jensen's neck and over the circle of his shoulder, teasing little nips that make Jensen shiver.
"Look at how his chest flushes," Danielle says. "Touch his nipples, Jared. You know he loves that."
Jensen doesn't know how he became the plaything in this scenario, but he's not about to start complaining when Jared thumbs the tiny pink bud, only stopping the pressure to wet his fingers with his tongue so he can roll it easier. Jensen does love this, loves the little zing that runs through his pelvis when Jared takes those big digits and rolls his nipple between them, tugging on it until it stands as proud and erect as the cock pushing into the cotton of his pants. Jared's cupping his face then, tilting it back so he can get his mouth on Jensen's mouth, tongue not bothering to ask permission as it fucks possessively into the cavern of it. It's wanton the way Jensen feels as Jared releases his nipples and starts stroking Jensen through his pants, big hand going down and then up,
and then back down again as the friction taunts Jensen's cock. Daniil sending out little instructions, telling Jared where to kiss, how fast his hand should go, and Jensen feels sexy and wanted. "I want you to come, Jared, to take the edge off," Daniil says, and Jensen tears himself away from Jared's mouth to look at her sly little smile on the monitor. He can see the color high in her cheeks from here and wonders what devious plans she has for them. "Not you, Jensen," she adds, proving his point. "His wife is obviously the devil." "How do you want me?" Jared asks, but he's asking Daniil and not him, which Jensen finds equal parts exasperating and amusing. The boy is getting into the porn star thing after all. "Kneel over him and fuck his face. Hold his head while you do it so you can get nice and deep." Jensen moans. "The devil, absolutely." Jared seems to like the idea because his sweats are off in record time before he rolls Jensen onto his back and straddles his upper chest. Jared's knees wide as they bracket Jensen's shoulders. Jared's cock is hard and angry-looking, pre-cum glistening at the tip as he takes the base of it in his hand and bends down to rub it along Jensen's bottom lip. "Open up, Jen. Come on, make your girl proud," Jared purrs, dick dripping over Jensen's cupid's bow. Jensen finally opens his mouth and sucks in the tip of Jared's cock when Jared reaches over to cradle the back of Jensen's head. Jensen can tell Jared's tilting sideways a bit to allow Daniil an all-access view of his cock sliding past the barrier of Jensen's lips. Jensen's always had a knack for sucking cock, from back in his early days in Hollywood when he finally got out of Texas and let himself explore both sides of his sexuality. He's never had a dick like Jared's, though, long and thick and beautiful, and he's slowly trained himself over the summer to let the weight of it glide to the very back of his throat. He used to dream about it sometimes, Jared's dick in his mouth. Jensen can admit that to himself now, because the reality of it is filling his nostrils with its scent and testing the limits of his gag reflex. "Jensen, open your eyes," Daniil instructs, and he struggles to do as she wants as Jared fucks harder into his mouth. His neck should be killing him, but Jared is holding his head with both hands, balancing them, keeping them attached in such an intimate way. "God, you're fucking gorgeous," Jared grunts, his forearm shaking as his hips start stuttering. He's staring down into Jensen's glazed-over eyes with an intensity that is just a touch overwhelming. "I want you to come, Jared. Come on his face. Jensen, I want you to watch him do it." Jared does as she instructs with a moan, pulling out and jacking his dick over Jensen's face until hot white cum jets across Jensen's mouth and chin and nose, dripping along the cut of his cheekbones. Jensen's eyes remain wide, watching all of it, and listening to the appreciative noises his wife is giving the show from their bedroom in L.A. Jensen's first instinct is to reach out with his tongue and lick the jizz from his mouth, wants to swallow it down until the taste of Jared is coating his insides. Jared seems to have the same idea, dropping his wet hand from his own dick and pushing his fingers past Jensen's teeth until they press against his tongue. "Don't waste that," Daniil says suddenly, voice deeper than Jensen's heard it before, and that shouldn't be as hot as it is. "Jared, I want you to fuck Jensen open with that cum. Get him ready for your cock." Jensen twitches with how hot that makes him. This part is new, all of them having been tested just a few weeks prior so they could stop using condoms. Daniil and Jared still use them when they fuck, just in case any Padalecki super swimmers decide to overpower the pill. Because, really, explaining a gigantic dimpled Ackles baby to the internet would surely be more adventure than it's worth. Even though part of Jensen wouldn't mind that, a connecting bond between the two people that he loves so very much. He almost laughs because how fucked up is that? Meanwhile, as Jensen is contemplating their upcoming appearance on Maury, Jared is sliding down Jensen's body, dragging wet kisses down his torso, Jensen's abdomen tensing instinctively. He's got a handful of his own cum scooped up off of Jensen's face and brings it down between Jensen's legs, which are now spread wantonly. Jared uses his clean hand to hold one thigh back, exposing Jensen's hole to Daniil, letting her see exactly where the slickness of his finger circles Jensen's rim lightly. Jensen loves this, the first penetration, loves the anticipation of something hot and hard entering his body, loves the burn as the muscle fights against it. It's not that he doesn't like topping, too. He does. Fuck yeah. A few days before they left L.A., he woke up to find Jared fucking long and sweet into Daniil, her legs hiked up tight against his ribcage as they made these identical little grunting noises. Jensen watched them for a bit, fisting his cock at the beautiful tableau they made, until finally reaching over and thrusting two fingers right inside of Jared. He was still slightly loose from earlier, when Daniil had fucked him with a vibrator while sucking him off as Jensen kissed him with fingers tight in Jared's hair. Jensen didn't say a word as he slid in, Jared's hips stuttering only momentarily as he gave it to Daniil. That was the first time he came inside of Jared, so wet and warm and forever. But there was something about bottoming that made Jensen feel powerful. It's a wonderful thing, trusting someone enough to let them into your body, to squeeze and hold and drag pleasure out of someone. Every time Daniil lets him in, or Jared does, is a gift, and right now, with three long fingers stuffed impossibly far up him, he wants nothing more than to give one in return. Oh, and it feels fucking awesome to have something shoved up his ass. Look in between your fingers. Daniil's voice pierces through the fog of pleasure, and Jensen lets out a whine as Jared follows her instructions and gets his tongue up in the tiny spaces between the webbing of his fingers. Jared's knuckles are big and rough, scraping against Jensen's prostate in a way that is nowhere near enough, but still a delicious taunt. Come on, Jared, hold him open. I want to see. Jared pulls his fingers out, and the empty space it leaves behind makes Jensen gasp. His hold twitches, grasping for what's no longer there, as Jared gets a shoulder under Jensen's leg and holds him open wide for Daniil's inspection. Yeah, God, it's so red already. You're gonna fucking break him one day, Jared. Fingers slide back in him, teasing him and holding him open like a prize. Put him on your lap when you fucking do him, facing me. Jensen huffs a little as Jared sits up and drags him bodily onto him, Jensen's back tight against Jared's sweat-slicked chest. I'm not a fucking sex doll, he grumbles, but it's a lazy protest, and he feels nothing but amazing as Jared slides him down onto Jared's steel-hard cock. You shut up. I want to watch my husband get fucked, Daniil scolds, and he wants to be mad at how amused she sounds, but he's too busy trying to adjust to the baseball bat in his ass. Jared is too busy licking the side of Jensen's neck and thrusting up into him with these hurdy little noises to pay much attention to their conversation. Jared's hands are roaming over Jensen's body, up his stomach and across his nipples, down the meat of his thighs where he's spread wide and obscene. He just brushes over Jensen's cock, light and frustrating in a way that makes Jensen want to grab his own dick himself and go to town. Every time he goes to reach for it, though, he starts to overbalance, and instead he grabs Jared's forearms and holds on for dear life. Jensen figures the bastard is doing it on purpose when Jared chuckles low and dirty into his ear before biting down on the lobe. You want to see? Jared says, finally, and Daniil breathes a low, yeah, show me, as Jared tilts them back. He palms Jensen's balls, pulling them up and out of the way to expose the place where Jared is impaling him. Jensen can't do anything except throw his head back against Jared's sturdy shoulder and let them see everything, from the blush covering every inch of his chest and face to the slick rim holding onto Jared's cock like a life jacket. Jensen brings his arms back and holds onto Jared, trusting that Jared will catch him and not let him fall. Jensen floats, pleasure twisting in him in a way that is both rough and airy, an impossible combination that makes complete sense in his fucked-out mind. He hears Daniil's little moans, the one she makes when he puts his tongue right up against the curve of her clit, and he's thrilled that his pleasure is inspiring her to race after her own. Jared growls then, and suddenly Jensen is on his hands and knees, and Jared is fucking into him, feral and desperate. Jared's balancing himself on his hands, pelvis slapping against Jensen's ass hard enough that he'll likely have bruises there the next day, but it's fine. It's better than fine, Jensen thinks, trying to stay upright, but failing as he falls down to the bed and just decides to present his ass to Jared and let him get them both where they need to be. Make him come, Jared, do it, Daniil pants, and Jensen lifts his head and opens his eyes just in time to see her face twist up as she comes herself. His wife, so beautiful and open and amazing, and he loves her so much sometimes it hurts him. Yeah, yeah, Jared hisses, bringing one hand down to fist Jensen's cock hard and fast. And that's all she wrote. Jensen's orgasm hits him like a freight train, pulling the cum out of him and spurting wet against Jared's hand and all over the nice clean sheets. Jared slams into him one more time, grinding down and grunting loudly as he empties himself inside of Jensen's body. Jensen can feel Jared's cum coating him, the drag of his cock suddenly slippery and warm inside him. Jared leans down to kiss Jensen's back in between his shoulder blades and along the side of his neck, all the while pumping lazily through the mess that he made of Jensen's ass. Jensen can't bring himself to tell him to get the fuck off already because it feels so damn good. I think you guys missed your true calling, Daniil laughs, her voice throaty and rough from her orgasm. Jensen smiles lazily at her, Jared still attached to his backside like a barnacle.
The three of us should make a video, Jared says, making Jensen sigh when he finally pulls out and rolls off of him, flopping to the bed.
Yeah, like we really need to chance Cliff getting his hands on that, Jensen snorts, stretching his aching limbs like a cat and enjoying the sore wetness of his ass.
You guys are dorks, Danielle laughs before stifling a yawn.
Oh, wow, and that's my cue to wash my face and sleep.
Like you did any of the work, Jared pouts, but he's nuzzling Jensen at the same time.
Give Mama some sugar, Danielle demands, pressing towards the camera with puckered lips.
Jensen drags himself over to the webcam and makes disgusting kissing noises at her in return.
Oh my god, you two do this all the time, don't you? I am so embarrassed for you.
Jared beams, sitting naked and cross-legged on the bed and watching Jensen and Danielle make out over the internet.
Don't think you're getting out of it, mister. You come over here and give me some lovin' too before I book myself a plane ticket and take it out of your ass, Danielle smirks.
You act like that's a bad thing, Jared replies, but he crawls across the bed and starts licking the monitor as Danielle giggles and Jensen yells,
Ew, Jared!
A moment later, a fond smile comes over Danielle's flushed face and she gives them a little wave. I love you, boys, she says, and Jensen glances over at Jared without thinking. Jared's blushing to the roots of his hair, but he mumbles, You too, Danny, with a tiny little smile.
Love you, babe. Call you tomorrow, Jensen says, and signs off, closing the laptop.
There's a companionable silence as they clean themselves up and pull on pajama bottoms. Jensen climbs into the bed and pats the other side of it, Jared following him in with a smile. They turn the light off and lay on their sides, the only light a small sliver coming in from the window. It's enough for them to see each other's faces, and it's a strange but comforting sight. Jared finally speaks after several long moments. You know, I'm kind of in love with your wife. Jensen reaches up to touch Jared's face, and Jared leans into the warmth of it.
What do you know? I'm kind of in love with my wife, too.
Jared lets out a small laugh, then turns to kiss Jensen's palm.
I'm kind of in love with you, too.
What do you know? Jensen starts, and starts laughing when Jared pushes against his chest with exasperation. Jensen leans in then and places his lips against Jared's, the kiss chaste yet promising. I loved you the very first day. They place their foreheads together and breathe the same air. It's more than enough.
The end.